From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the Labor Department will release its monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, acronym JOLTS. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has a preview.
The monthly JOLTS report gives economists a pulse check of the jobs market. It tells them who's hiring and what they're paying and how many people were laid off or are quitting their jobs.
It kind of gives you a sense of the underlying movements in the labor market to give you a better sense of what's going on in the job market.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He says in the first part of the economic recovery, employers mainly created low and high wage jobs. But over the past year to year and a half, we've seen more jobs in the middle of the pay scale. So now about a third of new jobs are low wage, a third are high wage, and a third are right in the middle.
A lot of government jobs are middle paying. And of course, there were a lot of layoffs there until recently. Construction jobs are generally middle paying, a lot of manufacturing jobs, not all of them, some are high paying, but some are middle paying.
There are winners and losers in the JOLTS report. There have been layoffs lately in the energy sector because of falling oil prices. But Zandi says the healthcare, retail, and construction sectors are all hiring. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.